Matthew Stuckey here, and I wanted to give you an introduction to a new series we're doing on Mormonism or Mormon moments. And this is going to be a short video just giving you kind of an overview of what this series is going to be about. We have other video series that we're doing, so I'm planning to upload basically one Mormon moment per week is kind of the goal. And I want to give you a couple things as an overview before we get into this video series. Number one, we need to remember that salvation is the same no matter what the group of people is that we're talking to. The Bible says in Romans 1 verse 16, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." So the Bible says the gospel of Jesus Christ is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Everybody who gets saved, it's because they hear the gospel of Christ, whether it's the Jew first, the Greek, the Mormon, the Jehovah's Witness, the Buddhist, the Hindu, the Muslim, whatever religion you want to name, it's still the gospel of Jesus Christ. So in this video series, I'm going to go through a lot of the problems with Mormonism and a lot of their strange doctrines and things like that. But I want you to realize as an overview, this is not how you win Mormons to the Lord. You're not going to win them to the Lord by showing all of their false doctrines and all the problems in their religions. That is just not going to be what gets the job done. What gets the job done is the gospel of Jesus Christ. So one thing we need to be reminded of when we're preaching the gospel to Mormons is that, you know what, we focus on what does the Bible say. Not all the problems with Mormonism, not all the things in the Pearl of Great Price or other books that they have or false predictions they've made, but what we should focus on is the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is what has the power. Man's logic wants to teach us or will teach us that trying to win an argument is going to win a soul to the Lord, but that is not what works. What actually works is the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when people believe and understand the gospel, that is how they get saved. You know, disproving Mormonism is not going to be what wins a Mormon to the Lord. So if you're watching the tips in this video series, what I do not want you to do is just memorize all these facts and then argue with Mormons at the door. We need to be reminded of the fact that a man that is an heretic after the first and second admonition reject. So if you run into a Mormon and they're just trying to argue with you and debate with you and they're unwilling to believe the Bible, you should move on just like you would with any other religion. Don't waste an hour talking to a Mormon because they're a unique religion. Everybody gets saved with the same method, by the gospel of Jesus Christ through the word of God being preached unto them. And here's the thing, if they're unwilling to believe or listen to what the Bible says, you move on. Now, the other thing I want you to understand in this video series, I want to compare two religions here real quickly, Mormonism versus Jehovah's Witnesses. What you're going to find is that Jehovah's Witnesses are far more receptive to the gospel than Mormons. I've been soul winning for almost 20 years, and I've probably won around 10 to 15 Jehovah's Witnesses to the Lord, probably around 15 Jehovah's Witnesses, a little bit less than one per year. But with Mormons, I've only won a few Mormons to the Lord. And I actually spent a couple summers in Utah where I was going door to door preaching the gospel, you know, every single day, you know, helping a Baptist church. I was staying at a Baptist pastor's house and just going door to door. I was helping construction on a building, but also trying to bring people to church. And what I found is the vast majority of people I got saved in Utah were actually not Mormons. They were people sometimes that were sort of against religion because of the problems with Mormonism. But most people I got saved were not Mormons. I only got a few people that identified as Mormons, and none of them were hardcore Mormons. Jehovah's Witnesses are actually far more receptive. However, I have never won a Jehovah's Witness to the Lord that was a hardcore Jehovah's Witness, just like I've never won a Mormon to the Lord that was a hardcore Mormon or of any religion. The people that get saved are the ones that are not hardcore, dye-in-the-wool of that religion. Now, what you see with Jehovah's Witnesses is that they are much better at converting people than Mormons. Jehovah's Witnesses have converted a lot of people over their religion, and so oftentimes you'll knock on doors and run into someone who's a Jehovah's Witness, and they're not a dye-in-the-wool Jehovah's Witness because they actually just converted to it. You'll see those pamphlets with Jehovah's Witnesses where they'll say things like, you know, why is there so much suffering in this world? And see, Jehovah's Witnesses, their goal is to reach people whose lives are kind of down and they're depressed and to give them hope, and they're actually very good at converting those sorts of people. However, those people, if they have recently converted to being a Jehovah's Witness, oftentimes we're still able to reach them before they end up becoming a dye-in-the-wool Jehovah's Witness. With Mormonism, they don't really convert a whole lot of people. Even on their two-year missions, the Mormons are not really actively going door-to-door preaching the gospel. They're basically going by appointment only. And so they're not really finding people that, and just normal people, and converting them to Mormonism. Really, the people that are Mormon are people that grew up in Mormonism or married into Mormonism. If you look at their percentages, they don't convert a whole lot of people. But see, what ends up taking place is the ones that are Mormon are generally more hardcore. Most of them have gone on their two-year mission before, and they're already, their whole family is Mormon, so they're already kind of really tied into it. So it makes it a lot harder to convert them. So what I'm trying to explain to you is this, that, you know, when it comes to all the facts and information I'm going to present in this video series, don't use this information to argue with Mormons. Before I visited Utah, I actually memorized a lot of the facts that are in this video series and all of these false predictions of Mormonism. And as I talked to Mormons, I was arguing through all of these things. However, you know what? You know, winning an argument, winning a debate does not win a soul to the Lord. And if you know your Bible, you will be able to argue and win with Mormons, but that doesn't win them to the Lord. Winning a debate does not end up getting the job done. What gets the job done is the gospel of Jesus Christ. So this video series, I believe, will have a lot of interesting information. You're going to see some passages in the Bible maybe that you've never thought of. You're going to find ways to explain things, you know, maybe you've never even thought about before. And you're going to see some of the problems with Mormonism, but I do not want you to take this information and just argue with a bunch of Mormons when you have an opportunity to preach the gospel. Focus on the gospel of Jesus Christ. Anyways, thank you and God bless.